You're listening to SBS News.
Maori representatives performed a blessing at sea in the Bay of Plenty, supporting grieving family members who were taken by boat to the perimeter of the exclusion zone while other families waited back on the shore. They watched on as a New Zealand Defence Force retrieval team, tasked with the dangerous mission to return to White Island, successfully extracted the remains of six people believed to be Australians. The bodies were situated around 300 metres from the crater, within 200 square metres, in small clusters, with surveillance equipment only able to identify six of the eight missing bodies among the debris and ash. New Zealand Police Deputy Commissioner Mike Clement, who sanctioned the plan, says he's adamant operatives involved in the rescue had various bailout points if the risk grew to unacceptable levels.
The equipment that the operators are wearing on the island is significant in terms of its weight and how it restricts movement, because they have to be protected from the environmental factors that are there on the island, and we have to be prepared for the fact that there might be an eruption, because we can't eliminate that. So they have to move slowly, effectively.
The high-risk mission occurred despite raised seismic activity in the wake of Monday's blast. GNS Science has reported a 50 to 60% chance of a further eruption. But instead of opting for a plan to spend as little time as possible on the island, Defence Force operatives believed to be SAS spent hours on the surface. Speaking to TVNZ, County's Manukau DHB's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Peter Watson, says medical staff are working around the clock to support injured survivors. He says many of the staff would not have experienced the types of injuries that occur with a volcanic eruption, with it being the first time a medical response was needed for that number of injuries. Dr. Watson says New Zealand's medical system is doing an incredible job coordinating the care of those injured. He also welcomed the support of medical teams from other countries, including Australia.
Our surgeons and our anaesthetists and nursing staff are working so hard that we are looking now to how we can get support, and we've had offers from many, many countries, but we've got some colleagues who are actually arriving now from some burns surgeons are arriving from Australia. These are great people who luckily have a couple of them have worked here before, and we've just welcomed them, and they'll be providing much needed relief, because this is going to go on. This is not just this week, this is not next week, this is going to go on and on for weeks and months.
Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the recovery process has been challenging, both for the retrieval team and the families of victims.
There are still two remaining bodies on White Island. Due to the circumstances, due to the limitations of equipment and the need to complete the operation within a particular period of time because of those circumstances, the New Zealand authorities have indicated they will return as soon as it is possible to do so to endeavour to retrieve others who remain on the island.
She says the six bodies already recovered are expected to be confirmed as those of Australians, with TVNZ reporting this would mean the bodies of two Whakatane tour guides remain missing on the island. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.